This is Halloween week. All Hallows Eve is actually not the, I think it's the day before Halloween. All Hallows Eve. I think that has always been a mistake connector, that religious holiday, in a manner of speaking, and one that has changed tremendously over the years. We are here to straighten out all your misconceptions. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, welcome to another great American day. The Doug Steffen Good Day family is here. Includes in this hour Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. The Queen of Cheap has a report that will set you right on your ear. Am I right or not?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Doug.
I am on your ear. Which
absolutely
ear?
Right.
Left ear or right ear?
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you heard me or not.
Yeah. I know. We always love this.
Because nobody said hello to me this morning. Yeah. Now, we got a great deal. You know, if you're waiting till Halloween to get the 50% off your candy, well, don't wait any longer because Toys R Us has it. So then we're going to tell you all about how to get that. We got deals from Home Depot, from Hallmark, from a Target. Hey, free Coca-Cola, too. And from Amazon.
All right, so that's coming up in a matter of moments in the Queen of Cheap box later on in the hour. Ratings, football versus baseball, and other things. How are the normal shows that have done well? For example, The Good Wife has a complete change around in the focus of the program, and it really has become much more intriguing. Not that it wasn't intriguing before, because it was, but it just, this season where there's now a new firm pitted against the old firm, I'd be interested to see how that was doing the ratings, Jen, as well. So
I'll check it out for you. CBS is still the number one network, so probably doing pretty well.
CBS, really?
CBS.
Wasn't NBC the number one network for a long time?
Like 20 years ago, yeah. Now they can't buy a rating. The only thing that works for them is The Voice, really.
I thought there were a couple of new shows that were doing okay at NBC. No?
You know, The Blacklist?
Yeah, the Blacklist, yeah.
Right?
Blacklist is good. Revolution, yeah, but I don't think they renewed Revolution.
Didn't they? That's a
really?
High. If you don't watch that every week, you can't jump in.
Yeah.
I know. I tried to watch
true.
It a little bit,
that
but it's not, you can't figure it out. All right, let's get to what other things are happening this week. Did I say Halloween was this week?
It's this week.
I think you did.
Did I say Halloween?
Time of year. There it is.
I love your costume this weekend, by the way.
Thank you.
One horn tie and purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
Who really came down to earth? Yeah, Jennifer was Honey Boo Boo. I was a cowboy at a Halloween party on.
I'm going to say my costume is better than yours. I didn't
really
see your costume yet.
Well, I have a nice, I have this beautiful Texas 10-gallon hat that I got from my friend Dominic Ottavio, who runs in Stevensville, Texas, the Texas A&M Agricultural College. So I got a hat from him, and I was my niece Amanda went out and got me one of those duster jackets.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, fringy, fancy. With the fringes on them, or
yeah, and I had a bandana. Which sort of reminded me of a bandana I had when I was a child. So I walked in bearing, I brought 10 quarts of ice cream to the party from the farm store. But I said it was a stick up when I walked in the door. Let's see, what else did I have on? I had on...
What color corduroys?
No, I didn't. I have a new pair of...
cowboy corduroys.
Sort of western, I don't know if you call them tight jeans, but they're...
You're not wearing skinny jeans, are you?
I don't know what skinny jeans are, but I know that these...
Down by the ankle. They're like taper to the ankle. They don't flare out or anything.
Yeah, I have a number of jeans that I wore for a long time on the farm, but it was pointed out to me they weren't very sexy. So I managed to find another pair of jeans, and bingo. Anyway, so that's what I walked in. And
corduroys.
Yeah, sexy. Got it. There probably are corduroys that are made like that, don't you think? Under the circumstances?
There is no such thing as sexy corduroys,
really?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, you'll be happy to know I got the blue ones out over the weekend because it was kind of chilly working on the farm, so I had
that
the old blue
the
corduroys. Yep, got those out, Jennifer. And Roberta's always been teasing me about forever my corduroys.
Well, because it was your go-to, corduroys and a turtleneck.
Right. All right, so what I was trying to figure out here as I wanted to present something, you know what always happens with me? I have something in my mind when I start, and I clicked on another story. I have three screens in front of me, and I wanted to go. I always have at least three stories working in my mind, maybe four or five sometimes, because there's always a piece of paper floating around in front of me. And I wanted to, I had the whole reason for me playing that song was to set up a shtick. And now I've gone, and instead of staying where I was on the screen, I went to another screen. Not that you need to know what my problems are. However, what I would like to know from you, this is a true or false question. All right? There's no anticipation.
Okay. Ready?
I'm, like, listening with bated breath. I'm ready.
True.
Really? How did you know?
No.
Because you wouldn't lie to us, Dougie.
There's a disc jockey in Seattle whose name is Ichabod Kane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Yeah, it is true. I was going to ask, is there really a guy, and he is actually very funny. He's a character. One of the few, I don't know if we call him stitches on radio. You know what it is to be a funny stitch? Did you ever hear that expression? He's a hot stitch.
Usually when someone says it's a funny stitch, to me, they're calling me something else.
No, I would actually, my father used to use that expression.
They just got the letters mixed up.
He's just one funny stitch.
Stitch. Anyway, maybe I'm kind of lost in the translation
here.
I mean, there's too much side play going on to the story. I haven't
like
had a
old,
chance.
An old expression, though. Something
what,
like
a hot stitch?
20s. Yeah.
Well, no, I suppose if couldn't you say that about anything? You could create something that was used before, come up with something that was used before, don't you think? Old expressions?
Yeah, whatever's old becomes cool again.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what goes on. Whatever is old is new again. It's like the whole concept of the new age, when people talk about new age medicine, it isn't new age medicine at all. It's old Chinese medicine. It's been practiced for thousands of years. Nothing new about it. And I think that oftentimes, that's a very sage remark. Who made that? Jennifer? Roberta?
That'd be me, sir.
Sage remark. Mm-hmm. The poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com, would you buy a house if you knew it was haunted? 34% of you said there's no such thing as a haunted house. I beg to differ. That's not true at all. 21% of you said not a chance. 19% of you said I might if it didn't seem dangerous. 14% of you said I doubt it. Seems like you're asking for trouble. 9% said, I already did. I own a haunted house. And 3% said, yeah, that'd be cool. The poll today, and I'm expecting through the week a lot of Halloween stuff. What kind of candy are you giving out this year? A, Reese's Pieces. Mm. B, various chocolate candy bars. C, gum. D, non-chocolate candy. E, I don't know yet. F, whatever's on sale. And, gee, I don't give out candy on Halloween. Is that are people still collecting money and doing that sort of thing for good causes on Halloween?
Like UNICEF, like trick-or-treat.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
So,
yeah, used to do that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, just wondering. I think that may be something that you put. That's a good way of establishing certain values in your children's mind. So it's not always all about them. Me, 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 I want more candy. Me, 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 me. And, of course, you bring the candy home and the parents all rifle through it. And get what they want while they send the kid to bed.
I would always take the Reese's.
Would you?
Oh, those are the best, aren't they?
I don't like peanut butter and chocolate.
But there are organizations now where you can collect your candy and send it to the military.
Oh, really?
Which is cool, too.
Oh, okay.
Which is a cool thing. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so that's something to keep in mind. Here's something else to keep in mind. Those of you who are looking for results when it comes to getting your hair back, a lot of people have operations. Some people put on... I guess what you call them, women call them wigs. Although I suppose women could get hair weaves too, right? And they could put on toupees.
Sure, absolutely.
Women could do that if you had a short hairdo. Provia is the best way to take care of your hair thinning problem. This is a natural therapy. The new Provia Super Concentrate, a bottle full of miracles. It'll power the cleansing of your scalp, get the pores clean so that Provia can allow the follicles that are underneath the scalp that are waiting to come through the pores, they can get back out again and the hair starts growing. Faster results, more visible results with Provia. It'll revitalize your hair. It'll block the DHT, prevent premature hair thinning. It's safe, it's natural, and there are no side effects. One phone call to 800-525-8319. It's funny, when I do this spot, I'm holding my head. I have if you can see this on television now, I have my hands on the back of my head where I've put Provia to sort of open up the pores there and get a little bit more hair. You can do it too. Age is not a factor. It doesn't make any difference how old you are or how young you are. Call 800-525-8319 for visible results from Provia in terms of getting the hair to grow back again. There's also an ingredient in this all-natural product that thickens your hair. You like that too, sir. The hair that you have looks like you actually have more than you have. The new Provia and new Provia Super Concentrate. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Your money back if it doesn't work. That's it. Call now, 800-525-8319.
Get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax services center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
And now the details of today's special deals from the Queen of Cheap box, which is centrally located at Doug Steffen.
November 1st, that's the date that you go to the store as soon as they open up and get all the candy at half price. But right now, Toys R Us, believe it or not, is putting all of their candy on sale for 50% off. And if you kind of scour the web, get some manufacturer's coupons, you could save even more. You could pick up candy for next to nothing. And who cares if it has like little pumpkin faces or something on it? I mean, a Reese's. Home Depot wants to give you $5, so just sign up for the Home Depot newsletter, and you can receive a coupon for $5 off of any purchase of $50, and we have the links for you to do that at DougSteffen.com. Also, the Hallmark Facebook page, they have a sweepstakes going on, and once you sign in for the sweepstakes, they'll also give you a store coupon, good for either like $2 or $5 or $10 off a purchase, whatever. It varies depending on how you sign up. Target, they're letting you send, believe it or not, if there's somebody who you really don't like, you can send a free Coca-Cola to that person, to a friend. Yeah. The friend has to be on Facebook and have a smartphone, but we have all the instructions for you how you can send a free Coca-Cola to a friend at DougSteffen.com. And Amazon, some free fall music sampler. It's an MP3 album, contains over 17 songs with some new artists. Some of the stuff's actually quite good on there, and you can get it absolutely free. We tell you how to do that. Just go to the Queen of Cheap section at DougSteffen.com for these and all other ways to save money and live really, really well on very, very little.
We're here to be of service. At your service, on your side, the program and the Good Day website, Doug Steffen, Steffan.com. Today's video of the day is a shot-by-shot remake of Michael Jackson's Thriller video with Legos. Pretty amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
To watch
very
this.
Very cool.
You can't
very,
help but think
cool.
that some people have way too much time on their hands when you look at this. But check it out, our video of the day, Michael Jackson Thriller video with principal characters being Legos. 21 after on Good Day.
Such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This was the sound that was so popular then, the orchestration, the way the guitars went with the strings and the electronic music. I compared them often to the Moody Blues because I think there's a similarity to this sound. Rang it up. Did I say that once already? I think I did. The story of this boy in New York City, Roberta. Yeah. Had a giant pumpkin and a professional thief stole it.
Whoa, a professional thief.
Yeah. Amy Newcomer, mother of 9-year-old Jaden Newcomer, said the... all right, let's find him. This is a story that you see repeated a lot at... Halloween time, people carve up pumpkins, or they get pumpkins, and they do special things with them. Somebody comes along, he steals them or breaks them. Anyway, this family lived in a home on the 1200 block of Edison Street. This kid, 9 years old, you know how youngsters are, they have these big pumpkins, and they love to carve them, and they take all this stuff, and they take great pride. So somebody, this is a 100-pound pumpkin.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But one wonders why somebody would steal this thing. It was on the front porch. This guy stole it, and then he had second thoughts, so he brought it back again. And more. amazing. It was big enough, he had to put it in a wheelbarrow to move it. So somebody had to work very hard to steal it. With the pumpkin, when it came back, was a note. The note said, quote, "I'm really sorry about taking your pumpkin. It was wrong of me. You earned the pumpkin. I didn't think my actions through nor realize who they were affecting. Sincerest apologies," said the guy who stole the pumpkin. Why would you? I don't get. What pleasure do you get out of stealing something like that? All right, what pleasure do you get out of?
What's worse is the people that steal them and smash them night of Halloween, and then the kid comes out in the morning and they're smushed.
Well, no. He won this pumpkin. He won it in a contest.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about stealing in general, I'm becoming very philosophical in my old age, people who steal things. We've all stolen something in our time. Jennifer, what did you? What have you stolen?
Gosh, you
wasn't
know,
yours.
I'm sure.
You
I can't remember.
That wasn't yours.
My mom stole something from a store, or no, my cousin stole something from a store when she was a baby, and I made her go bring it back. But I'm sure I've stolen something, like a pen or something, but nothing big.
Mm-hmm. Roberta, did you ever steal anything?
Bad karma.
Kind of inadvertently. You know when you like you have a supermarket cart and you forget to pick something out of it? You know, like you have your coat in it?
See, I'd go back. Would you go
and
back?
And then you go back, you know, you go to the car and you go, oh, there was a can of beans under my coat.
Or are you just happy to see me?
No, actually, Victoria, when she was small, it was very funny. We would go into the Gap, and they would always have these rubber duckies right at kids' levels underneath the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always take one and put it behind her in the stroller. So, I mean, it always happened. Every time we went into a Gap, we would pick her up out of the stroller to put her in her car seat, and there's this rubber ducky.
Right.
So, yeah.
And so what did you do?
But she was only like, you know, 13, 14, 15 months old. You know, we brought a few of them back, and some of the other ones, it was like, oh, gosh, let's just go home.
Really?
Yeah.
Just keep it and go home.
Just keep her, go home. She's only 14 months old.
No, but...
I mean, if the Gap is stupid enough to put rubber duckies on a shelf right at a kid's level underneath
totally
the cash register.
All right, there's
a
question.
I mean, honestly.
28
honestly.
After the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dancing with your pet? Don't think I'm crazy. Listen, dancing to music is both calming and invigorating. It's also wonderful exercise since the body is kept in constant motion, bobbing, turning, ducking, leaping. Studies have shown that animals react well to music. It triggers their interest and works on all their senses. My own experience indicates that a lot of owners already dance around with their pets, so go ahead and do it. Music also makes exercise seem like fun. The beat of the music can really get the dog or the cat up and walking around the house and dancing alongside mom and pop. You know, the number one problem that veterinarians see nowadays is obesity both in dogs and cats. Getting them up and moving is really critical. Now, you can't always run around the block, you can't always jog with your dog, but everyone can spend 5 or 10 minutes a day, turn on whatever type of music you like, whether it be country or rock or even classical, and just watch your pet start dancing with you. He'll run around you, he'll get excited. It's good for you, it's good for your pet, it's good for your relationship. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUG.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another day, another dollar or two, depending on how you make your money. I hope you're going to make more than a dollar today. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, here to bring you through this Monday, the 28th of October
yes.
is upon us. The healthcare system still on people's minds, the spying scandal on people's minds, Halloween on people's minds, but how many of you have thought about when to turn the clocks?
It's this weekend, right?
Or back. Is it back?
Is it
spring
this
ahead? Fall back. Sunday, November 3rd.
Oh, boy.
This weekend.
We get an hour extra of sleep, though, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we
right?
do.
Yeah.
I love that. But then if you get dark, you walk out of work and it's like pitch
it's 5
black.
5 o'clock
right?
in the afternoon, it's dark.
I was already thinking yesterday, I was driving back from seeing my aunt and it was 6:30 and I thought, God, it is just dark already. I can't stand it. I love the long days, but I like this time of year, so it's a give and take.
This weekend, that's the story of that. I have a 2020 info quiz. You have 5 minutes to answer this question. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
How much advertising money is spent on average to sell every car that's sold in America?
Ooh, I know.
No, you don't.
A lot.
Right, it is a lot. Well, I mean, comparatively speaking to the cost of the car, I'll give you four different numbers, and you pick the one that's right. 888-302-3684. Is it $400, $1,000, $1,200, or $2,400? That's one of those numbers is the average amount of money spent to advertise new cars.
Per car spent.
Per car spent to sell a new car. How much is it? $400, $1,000, $1,200, $2,400. What do you think the right number is? 888-302-3684. Swell prize for the person that figures that out. The business of the healthcare system, perhaps best, whatever new there is to discuss, is focused on the skit on Saturday Night Live. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming says she being Kathleen Sebelius, become a laughingstock. She hasn't done anything to enhance her credibility, that's for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been calling for her to resign as part of the solution to the problem. The website was supposed to be the easy part of this, said Barrasso. Just the tip of the iceberg of problems with a lot of problems yet to come. the healthcare.gov website visited by 20 million people, and 700,000 have signed up. If you have done it, one of the things that is clear to me is the states that are running this on their own are doing a better job of it than the feds. From that, you do whatever, you figure out whatever you want to. Whether you've had that experience or not, help yourself. Share your experience with us at 888-302-3684. Let's see, the woman who had been sentenced to life in prison as a teenager for killing her former pimp was granted freedom. Jerry Brown decided not to block a parole board's ruling that Sarah Cruzan should be let free. The parole board was expected to act to free her today. In 1994, she was 17 years old, and she killed her pimp, who had been apparently abusing her horribly. She began work as a child.
Her case, a child?
As a child. She was 12 years old.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
So it was very, I remember this, very high-profile case. And there were a lot of people who were working, a lot of people didn't think she should go to jail at all. And I think I remember saying that on the air back at that time.
Was he holding her captive, though?
Well, in a manner, I mean, what does a pimp do with a 17-year-old who he brought into a stable at 12?
I mean, I guess. I guess if he was threatening to hurt her, then I can understand.
Well, I think a lot of those people do that, don't they?
I have no, you know what, I have no idea. I think that it is part of the equation sometimes, but in other, I mean, in other places, you hear them actually taking care of these girls.
Yeah. Remember the ride last week? Five people injured, North Carolina, at the state fair?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Operator arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon this weekend. This fellow's name is Timothy Dwayne Tutterow, facing three felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon. The victims were injured in Raleigh when the Vortex ride started to move as they were exiting. There are three people in the hospital over the weekend. The ride had been tampered with by this fellow, apparently. Why would you do that?
What a weirdo. That's
why,
just
what
a
do you
sicker.
Want? Yeah. You get your kicks out. This is one of those things that nobody in the right mind would get on anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so, those carnival rides, they are shady looking.
Well, they're the people at work, ooh, is that, I don't even know if I want to say that, but I just did, so.
Just do it. The people that work at the carnivals are shady.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm with you. I back you.
Yeah.
Say
thank
it.
You got my back, Jennifer?
I got your back. I'll defend you to the end
thank
on that
you
one. They
very
are
much.
Creepy. I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
And so, and those, the rides just look so rickety, and they go from place to place. I mean, it just doesn't seem like the safest thing
doesn't,
to do.
It's not, it doesn't give you a, if you're on the ground, it's okay. You know, some of those, the teacup things that throw you around. I don't even like those. What I always liked in those fairs were the bumper cars.
Yeah, bumper
and
cars.
The only thing
are
that
okay.
was ever any fun, the bumper cars. The rest of the stuff, or maybe the merry-go-round, you know, the horse is not going to get.
Barf.
Yeah, what?
Anything that goes in circles, I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah, in circle. So anyway, all right, so we have two things. Let me, I've got something else I want to ask you here. How much money is spent on advertising to sell the average car? $400, $1,000, $1,200, $2,400, 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. The other question that I had to do with identifying what a Cayman is. We have a story running at DougStefan.com. If you've seen it, you have the answer. And it is, yes, related to the islands. Why do they call the islands the Cayman Islands? C-A-I-M-A-N-S. Why are they called the Cayman Islands? What is there? Where? What lives there that makes them, obviously, the home? It's a Cayman. So what is a Cayman? 888-302-3684. All right, so your brain has to get into gear here. My job on Monday is to make sure that your brain is operating. The first eyewitnesses to go public with the story of the events in Benghazi was on 60 Minutes last night. Anybody see this? Before we get into the television report. The witness, a former British soldier working as a security guard, said that Al-Qaeda forces attacked the special mission compound in which Ambassador Stevens was killed. Mm-hmm. Then they launched a second attack on a secret CIA annex about a mile away. How was it that they knew if it was a secret? How'd they know?
How'd they know?
Yeah.
It wasn't that great of a secret.
They knew what they were doing. It was a well-executed attack, said this fellow. He also said the attack was inevitable as Al-Qaeda had warned that they would be targeting Americans in Benghazi. Witnesses said this fellow in his apartment was about 15 minutes away from the attacks when he learned about them. It was September of last year for America. So this was a well-planned. And the assumption that comes out of this, what you get from this story, is that there ought to have been knowledge. If there were people who were talking about this a week before the event, if there were warnings that the Al-Qaeda's were going to attack Americans, why in the name of heavens wouldn't you put extra protection around the...
They just set the poor people up to...
Yeah.
It's awful.
Right. Why wouldn't you have extra protection around that facility?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question everybody asks, and there's been no answer, because it's incompetence yet again. Another
right.
check
they just
for incompetence.
It.
They just didn't pay attention. Didn't pay attention. All right, so anyway, let's get to the answer to our two questions in a moment. Do you know how much advertising money is spent on the average car? $400,000, $1,200, $2,400. And what is a Cayman? Just my father was in the clothing business, and there was a fellow that worked in this company called Manny Cayman. That's when I first saw that. I can see him. He was the slickest dude. Well, what a slick New Yorker, Roberta. This guy was the slickest dude. The suits he wore, the way he was around people.
Did he have a handkerchief and a pocket watch?
He didn't have a pocket watch, but he always had a handkerchief. And he had these really, really expensive, really smooth-looking suits and very expensive shoes, you know, dapper to the nines. And he could talk you out of your underwear. This guy was a great, great salesman. And I thought about Cayman, the guy who came. When I was a young kid, I worked with my father in the clothing business. And, man, did we meet some characters, real characters. And it was one of the great teaching. I mean, it's learning how to be a pitchman came a lot from being around that atmosphere, frankly. Speaking of pitching, time for me to help you with your blood pressure. If you don't have a problem, then I want to keep you from having a problem, and that's what using Heart Factors Plus will do. Heart Factors Plus is a new, all-natural formula that boosts the nitric oxide level in your system. And nitric oxide is sort of a natural thing in your system. It's just that most people don't have enough. So the arteries become a little stiff, and this nitric oxide component will make them more elastic again. Open them up so you can maintain healthy blood pressure levels and you won't have high blood pressure. And it'll be good for all the other things in your body that require blood, which is just about everything. Good for your brain, good for your libido, good for everything. You're an exerciser, you'll love this for that as well. The prescription pills that are sold that, you know, you spend a lot of money on, you know how much you know what I'm talking about, how much you pay, $10, $12 for those pills?
I wouldn't know. How do you know?
All those nitric, I told you the story in one day how I tried all three of them at once.
Yeah, never a good idea. Kids, don't try that at home.
No, don't try that at home. Anyway,
the
nitric oxide, well, you have to just try things.
12 hours later.
Did you lose your hearing? I would hear that aside.
I forget how old I was.
Temporary blindness.
This was just when this stuff first came out. I'm pretty silly when it comes to stuff like that. And I just wanted to try it to see what happened. And
you won't get a flu shot, but you'll try all three at once.
I know, at the same time.
I only did it once, though. Anyway, Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly.
You only did it once after three.
The problem is you couldn't roll over in bed for four days.
Oh, stop it. Next. I'm sure. I knew I was going to be sorry when I brought that up.
Literally.
Okay, is this another Susan Luth? Anyway. 800-577-8560 for a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get it. 800-577-8560. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee with Heart Factors Plus. You'll feel the difference. You can measure the difference. You know, you have those little monitors Dr. Ken talks about you can get at home. Monitor your blood pressure. You'll see how this works. 800-577-8560. You'll be happy you tried Heart Factors Plus.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you can stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashrewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
All right, so I give you the, before we get to the television report, the answers to our two questions, since we don't have any right answers.
Yes, please.
How much advertising money is spent to sell a car? Kenny, you want to take a guess?
$2,400.
Jennifer, take a guess?
C.
$1,200?
Yes, that's the one.
Roberta, what do you think?
So you're talking for each individual
yes.
car, how much is it, do they spend
yes.
on advertising?
Oh, come on, stop belaboring.
$12,000.
No, I said, I gave you four different oh. numbers.
A bazillion dollars.
Yeah. Why do I bother? $1,200 is the amount. But think about that. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
For each car, it costs them $1,200 in advertising to sell it. Wow. And caimans are alligator-like reptiles
ew.
That inhabit islands in the Caribbean, such as the Cayman Islands. They are alligator-like reptiles. Matter of fact, there's a story about them at DougStefan.com. They've taken up residence in lakes around the Olympic golf courses in Rio de Janeiro. Not too handy for getting people to go into those lakes, to tell you that.
They protect people's shady bank accounts.
All right, yes, right. That's good for them. Let's check the story with ratings. Football versus baseball, Jennifer.
Well, both are doing very well, Dougie. Yeah. Baseball, really strong. The World Series is strong this year. Last year, not so much. But this year, it seems to be doing well. They've got, I think they're winning the night every time it's been on. Mm-hmm. 13.4 million viewers, which is up 15% over last year. So good numbers for Fox and for the World Series. As far as football goes, football is consistently a big winner. And just looking at the top shows from last week and this last full week, October 14th,
yeah.
NBC Sunday Night Football was number one in the ratings. It had a 15.9 share, which is huge. Followed by NCIS, The Big Bang Theory, 60 Minutes, Football Night in America, NCIS Los Angeles, Dancing with the Stars, The Voice Monday, then number 9 was The Voice Tuesday, and number 10 was Person of Interest. So those are the ratings from last week.
That's a good show.
Yeah. And people love it.
Yeah, pretty consistent. NCIS has been very consistent. All right, so what do we have American Idol news this morning. We have
Fox has made a big announcement. American Idol will return with a two-night, of course, four-hour premiere Wednesday, January 15th and Thursday, January 16th. In addition, the series results shows will now be cut down to 30 minutes, which I think is a great idea. Yeah. They're always too long.
Yeah.
Fox also said that the Kevin Bacon series, which has a lot of popularity, the following will premiere Monday, January 20th at 9,
that's
following the
stuff.
Season finale of Sleepy Hollow.
That is rough stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man, that's rough TV.
Sleepy Hollow is a great show, though.
51 after on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This week, Disney World said that it will help its employees sign up for Obamacare. Yeah, Disney World, they're going to help. So finally, Sneezy can get some Claritin, Sleepy can get some Adderall, and Grumpy can get some Prozac. It's they need it.
And last week, President Obama told a group of school children that broccoli was his favorite food, which the kids seemed to believe. They believed him. Then he told them Obamacare would reduce the deficit, and the kids all burst out laughing.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken, there's a story today that we're carrying at DougSteffen.com about an over-the-counter drug that scientists have found can help reduce negative memories. And I wonder, this drug, as it buries things, and that's really what it's doing, it gets people to forget about them, if that might have some medical consequences that aren't good.
And what drug is this?
Well, it's called...
I haven't seen this story.
I know you haven't, but I just... I guess in general, I was looking... It's supposed to help people who have, like, post-traumatic stress disorder, that sort of thing. They've taken info from the Human Genome Study and identified substances that can modify your memory, and it's being touted as a great way for people to deal with things that they otherwise can't deal with. And I think not dealing with things and covering them up with drugs isn't necessarily something to be touted. Meanwhile, there's a study about high blood sugar. And speaking of memories, how if you have high blood sugar, it may affect your memory.
Medical Journal of Neurology this week, Doug, people who do not have type 2 diabetes. We're talking about people who don't even have diabetes. They have blood sugars just walking up close to 100, but have blood sugar at the high end of normal range, perform worse on memory tests than those with lower blood sugar. So after the doctor says it's okay, you want to get into an exercise program, eat a healthy diet, so you can keep the blood sugar at a healthy level, which means a good deal far from 100.
All right. Next item about flu shots. We always talk about flu shots. I say don't get them, but those people who have weakened immune systems probably do need to get them. But it also may do other things that are good for you.
This may tip you over. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. Just this week, the flu vaccine is currently recommended, Doug, for everyone over 6 months of age in America. And the news this week is that people who get the flu shots are one-third less likely to have heart issues, such as heart failure or a heart attack, compared to those who do not get vaccinated. The flu shot is associated with an even greater reduction of heart problems if someone has heart disease to start with. And the benefit, the reason why this works is your favorite area. The vaccine protects against heart disease by preventing influenza and its accompanying inflammation. When you get the flu, the body mounts an inflammatory response. That inflammatory response may trigger plaques in the arteries to erupt or rupture, Doug.
Wow. Let's talk about breast milk. And when it's being sold and bought online, there may be a negative consequence to that.
Exactly. Medical Journal Pediatrics this week, that three-quarters of human milk for infants purchased over the Internet via want ads contain high bacterial counts that can harm infants. The causes include poor collection, storage, or shipping practices. So let's provide lactation support, Doug, for mothers who want to provide breast milk to their infants but who have difficulty making enough.
All right, let's talk about Heart Factors Plus. As long as we have most of the news, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is an eminent cardiologist, he's one of our advisors here on the Good Day program when it comes to health and well-being, takes a traditional but a blended approach to it. And so when we found this product, Heart Factors Plus, you reacted well to it because of what it basically does in such a safe way.
Exactly, Doug. Are you a man or woman over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels and naturally widens the arteries, improves their elasticity to maintain high blood pressure levels, and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and natural. So it actually maintains your healthy blood pressure. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factor Plus, it works brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance. So if you call right now and try Heart Factors Plus, you can do it absolutely risk-free. So call today and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order.
All right, here's the number to call, 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313. Try Heart Factors Plus risk-free. Mention Dr. Ken, and you get a free bottle with your order, which is a great, great deal. Boosting nitric oxide helps everything, your body, your brain, muscles, everything. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.